Ottawa. The blockades and occupation of downtown Ottawa streets in 2022 were part of a conspiracy among Freedom Convoy organizers to gridlock the capital in protest against COVID-19 public health measures, the Crown alleged Thursday. The conspiracy started on January 29 when Tamara Litch and Chris Barber led a convoy of protesters into Ottawa, the Crown argued, and resulted in a massive and disruptive demonstration that lasted more than 3 weeks. The pair are accused of mischief, intimidation and several other charges related to counseling others to break the law. Prosecutors argue that Litch and Barber worked so closely together that evidence against one should apply to both. Their common purpose was to pressure the government to end COVID-19 vaccine mandates, which both Litch and Barber publicly stated several times throughout the protest. They blocked streets and obstructed property to do that, Crown Counsel Tim Radcliffe said. The defense has asked the judge to dismiss the conspiracy allegation on the basis that the demonstration wasn't violent and that planning a protest isn't an illegal act. But the Crown is looking to keep the conspiracy allegation in play until the end of the trial. On Thursday, Radcliffe pointed to several text messages Barber sent on the first day of the arrival of thousands of protesters, many of whom parked big rig trucks and other vehicles on the streets near Parliament Hill. "We are completely messing the city up," he wrote in one of the texts on the first day. In a reply to another person's message the next day about gridlocking the city, Barber said, "It's already locked. We trainwrecked it." Litch and Barber were not simply members of the crowd, Radcliffe argued. "These two individuals, Ms. Litch and Mr. Barber, they're not ordinary protesters. They're not ordinary members of the occupation. They are leaders of it," he said. Litch was repeatedly identified as the president of the corporation set up on behalf of the protest organizers. Barber was also publicly introduced on social media and at press conferences as a leader and one of the original organizers of the protest. The two were also well aware that the group was under heavy scrutiny by police, who signaled after the first weekend of the protest that demonstrators had worn out their welcome. Messaging from police escalated over the course of the following weeks, Radcliffe said. And officers began warning protesters that they could be arrested if they didn't leave. They stayed when they were unwelcome. They continued to do what the police said was unlawful, Radcliffe said. "Just because police say it was unlawful doesn't make it so," presiding Ontario Court Justice Heather Perkins McVeigh said in response. Radcliffe played a 12-minute compilation video of police recordings from the protest that demonstrate the enormity of the demonstration that played out over weeks in Ottawa. "All of this, it doesn't happen by accident," he said, as images of blocked streets played across a large TV monitor in the courtroom. Litch and Barber's defense lawyers will have an opportunity to respond to the Crown's arguments. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 30, 2023. Laura Osman, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption. The Crown is expected to lay out its case for why evidence against one Freedom Convoy organizer should apply to another in the criminal trial of two of the protest's leaders. Tamara Litch and Chris Barber are co-accused for their role in the 2022 protest that blocked streets around Parliament Hill for weeks to oppose COVID-19 public health restrictions. Litch arrives to the Ottawa Courthouse in Ottawa on Friday, November 3, 2023. The Canadian Press, Sean Kilpatrick to